I think the sugar boycotts were significant. They perhaps were not economically decisive. And of course, in the 1790s, the abolitionist struggle, whether it's the boycott, whether it's the petitioning of Parliament, is unsuccessful. Partly it's unsuccessful because it's crushed by the House of Lords. And in the House of Lords, again, there are those who have interest in maintenance of slavery and so on. And it's also unsuccessful because its abolitionism is kind of presented as being connected with Jacobinism and the French Revolution, and somehow unpatriotic at the time when Britain is in conflict with France and the Revolutionary Wars develop. But I think it's successful in the sense that it's mobilizing tens of thousands of people, as the petitioning is. It's allowing the abolitionist movement to say, look, public opinion is against, is against what is being done, what is going on. And that has some impact. And in the 19th century, similarly, in the 19th century, the situation again is a bit different, but abolitionism is kind of connected with also with parliamentary reform, with other demands for political change. But of course, there are other considerations that need to be taken into account. The fact that there are massive slave rebellions in Jamaica, in Barbados, in Demerara in the 19th century. The arguments that freeing slave labor doesn't mean you're necessarily the idea that abolishing slavery makes labor more efficient. So there are all kinds of arguments that are presented. But public opinion has its role to play, just as it does today. Demonstrations about the war in Iraq, but if you have whatever it is, a million people out in the streets, it has some impact. Of course, it didn't stop Britain going to war or the government going to war, but there's no doubt government has to take notice of these things and act in a slightly different way. So I think that's the case with the boycotts, the petitions, that you can ignore these things, but they kind of show the way that society is thinking and moving, and some account has to be taken of that. And certainly the slave owners and sugar producers had to take account of it. And clearly those who sold sugar had to take account of it. And say, oh, put a notice up in their shop, okay, well, we're not selling this sugar anymore. And it raises people's consciousness, we can say. People are thinking about, what does this mean to take sugar in my tea or in my coffee or in whatever it is. So it has a political impact.